This is VOA News via remote. I'm coming. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply disturbed by the Israeli airstrike that destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza City, housing offices of several international media organizations and residential apartments, and is dismayed by the increasing number of civilian casualties. Earlier Saturday, an Israeli airstrike pulverized the high-rise building that housed the Associated Press, Al Jazeera, and other media after warning that it was being targeted. Guterres singled out the death of 10 members of the same family, including children, as a result of an Israeli airstrike Friday in the Al-Shati refugee camp in Gaza. Meanwhile, an Israeli military official is defending the country's airstrike on the building. At a virtual briefing with reporters Saturday, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said the Israeli military said it targeted the building because it contained assets of Hamas intelligence agencies. He said the building was used by Hamas to house military intelligence and research. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched 2 miles from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. Protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted Long Live Intifada or Uprising. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar both expressed concern Saturday about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in western Chin State where martial law was declared Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. Saturday's fighting began around 6 a.m. when government troops, who had been reinforced by helicopters, began shelling the western part of the town of Mendat, destroying several homes. According to a spokesman of Chinlin Defense Force, it is a locally formed militia group opposed to the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Britain has sent public health officials backed by the army to distribute coronavirus tests door-to-door in two northern England towns to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens the country's lockdown easing plans. Cases of a variant first identified in India have more than doubled in a week in Britain. Government scientific advisors say the variant is likely to be even more transmissible than the UK's dominant strain, though it's unclear by how much. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the variant could be a serious disruption to the progress. He said the next stage of reopening the economy would take place as planned on Monday, but warned that the variant might delay plans to lift all restrictions on June 21st. Thousands of young people and college students have been at the forefront of Colombia's anti-government protests for more than 2 weeks, armed with improvised shields made from garbage cans and umbrellas. They've taken the brunt of the tear gas and gunshots from security forces, and dozens have paid for it with their lives. Young men and women have become the voices for Colombians fed up with the government they say has mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and crushed hopes of a better future. Thousands of retired black professional football players, their families and supporters are demanding an end to the controversial use of race norming to determine which players are eligible for payouts in the NFL's $1 billion settlement of brain injury claims. A system experts say is discriminatory. 60-year-old Ken Jenkins and his wife, Amy Lewis, have delivered 50,000 petitions demanding equal treatment for black players. To senior U.S. District Judge Anita B. Brody in Philadelphia, who's overseeing the massive settlement. Former players who suffered dementia and others can be eligible for a payout. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.